Welcome everyone to the Apocalypse Podcast. I'm Steve. He is
Dr. Van Beek.
Yeah, yeah. That is the title of the day, folks. Write that on the board. There it goes. Yes. My friend, good to be with you. Folks, good to have you along with us. Larry, we're going to talk about Acts 24. I believe that's where Oscar and Felix go to Caesarea. No, that's where Paul is before Felix.
That's right. It's Felix the cat, not
the odd couple. Okay.
Hey, you know, I saw the new Odd Couple.
Yes.
It didn't last very long. I didn't think I'd like it. I really liked it with that guy from Friends. He was fantastic.
Now, which guy from Friends? Ross?
No, not Ross. Ross was my reason for almost not watching Friends.
Okay.
The other guy, and not Joey, so it's the other guy. I can't remember
Chandler.
His name. Chandler. Chandler was Oscar.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go, folks. Looking for a recommendation?
Yeah, so he's not up before Chandler. he's up before the other guy. Yeah.
Paul's before Felix at Caesarea. anything you want to kick this off with, or should we just run through it?
Let's just run through this one, yeah.
Okay. Folks, Acts 24.
I already made my banana joke about Ananias. So.
No, you only told me that. You didn't
tell
anyone. You didn't tell
me. Okay, well, I'll hold it for later.
Oh, okay.
it wasn't a very good joke.
It's not a bad joke.
It was okay.
Not a bad joke.
It does look like the French for banana.
So. Yeah, it does. Ananias does look like French for banana. I had an Ananias. Well, maybe Ananias is several bananas.
Oh, maybe that is plural. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take an Ananias of bananas, please. Anyway, whatever. Starting at verse 1. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and turtles eat bananas. So, so Tertullus, I don't know if they do, actually. we're not going to get through this one, Steve.
No, we're doing it. We're doing it.
Okay,
right
here
now.
We go. Paul before Felix at Caesarea.
Caesarea. Verse 1. And after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a spokesman. Oh, and a spokesman, like he needed one. And one Tertullus? What? And one Tertullus. It's like, I came with a spokesman and a Tertullus. Oh, yeah. Well.
No, Tertullus was the spokesman. Steve.
Oh, Tertullus was the spokesman. Yeah. Oh, okay, one Tertullus.
Yeah.
That's kind of an odd name, is one Tertullus. Anywho, they laid before the governor their case against Paul. And when he had been summoned, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, since through you we enjoy much peace, and since by your foresight, most excellent Felix, while he's not buttering them up here.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? Yeah.
Reforms are being made for this nation. In every way and everywhere, we accept this with all gratitude. Oh, come on. But to detain you no further, I beg in your kindness to hear us briefly. For we have found this man a plague, one who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world, and is a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He even tried to profane the temple. But we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to find out from him everything of which we accuse him. The Jews joined in the charge, affirming all these things were so.
So you remember they had tried to kill him. Remember when he was in Jerusalem, they tried to kill him, and they actually had to physically escort him out with the horsemen, right? With
That's all the right. king's an entire cavalry went with him, right?
Right, all the king's horses and all the king's men went with him. I don't know why you would use horses to put Humpty Dumpty together again anyway, because they have hooves. And you think if they were smashing Humpty Dumpty, that would work well. Yeah.
The horse is not known for their delicate work.
No. So they got Paul out of Jerusalem, and they got him to Caesarea. And the Jewish people, remember the 40 of them or 41 that made the pact, we will not eat until Paul is dead. And so they've gathered, they realized, of course, that wouldn't work. I'm sure they had a meal. And they gathered these guys together, and they followed them into Caesarea. And now they're talking to the Roman person there, who is Felix. And they do everything you said, man. They butter him up. They say all kinds of nice things, and then they want to harm Paul. But Paul has now claimed to be a Roman citizen, so he's under Roman protection. Right. So if he was Jewish, they'd have said, "Yeah, take him, do what you want. You know, we don't care. He's not Roman. Who cares?" But he's Roman, and so they've got a big hill to climb to get him to release Paul to them so that they can kill Paul.
Okay.
And they talk about him profaning the temple, and Felix doesn't care.
Yeah. Well, if you say so.
You know, these are Romans. Profaning is in the job description, I think.
That's right. What's your claim to fame? Well, let's see. I'm known as the profaner and the blasphemer and the yes.
I can put it all together. So now Paul gets a chance to speak because the governor nods to Paul so that Paul can speak. He's a Roman citizen. Give him a chance to talk.
Okay, so picking it up at verse 10 then, folks. And when the governor had nodded to him to speak, Paul replied, "Knowing that for many years you have been a judge over this nation, I cheerfully make my defense. You can verify that it is not more than 12 days since I went to worship in Jerusalem, and they did not find me disputing with anyone or stirring up a crowd, either in the temple or in the synagogues or in the city. Neither can they prove to you what they now bring up against me. But this I confess to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything laid down by the law and written in the prophets. Having a hope in God, which these men themselves accept, that there is a resurrection both of the just and the unjust. So I always take pains to have a clear conscience both towards God and man. Now after several years I came to bring alms to my nation and to present offerings. While I was doing this, they found me purified in the temple without any crowd or tumult. But some Jews from Asia, they ought to be here before you to make an accusation, should they have anything against me, or let these men themselves say what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the council. Other than this one thing that I had cried out while standing among them, is with respect to the resurrection of the dead that I'm on trial before you this day."
Yeah, so they come before Felix, and then Paul makes his defense. And in the very next verse, in 22, you're going to find out that Felix actually had some knowledge of what was going on. Like later on, they're going to be before another Roman, and he'll go, "I don't know, it's something about their Jewish ways. I don't, and this, and somebody rising from the dead. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna get, you know." Someone else to come in. But it says that Felix actually had a clue what was going on. So Paul makes his defense, and it's quite a Jewish defense to be doing before a Roman consul, right?
Right. Okay.
But Paul makes that defense, and Felix is ready for it.
Okay.
Now, the reason that he knows that, you're going to find out in the next couple verses.
Okay. But starting at verse 22 here, folks. But Felix, having an accurate knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, "When Listus the tribune comes down, I will decide your case." And then he gave orders to the centurion that he should be kept in custody, but have some liberty, and that none of his friends should be prevented from attending to his needs.
It's interesting the way the jails worked in those days, right? If they allowed it, your friends could come and bring you clothes and bring you food and take care of you.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah. I think we should do that. It's a much cheaper way to go.
Yeah.
You know, save Canada a lot of money if we made the families look after the prisoners.
Yes, yes. Yep. Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Not one that's going to go over in a...
No, it's not led believe. Yeah. But anyway. No, it was the frog's idea. But anyway. Remember that from the Muppet Christmas Carol? Anyway.
Yeah.
No, it was the frog's idea.
Oh, and I thought it was from that one, you know, with the toad and all those, toady and stuff. Down by the river. I can't remember what that's about. Anyway, so here's Felix saying this.
Verse 24. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about the faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control in the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." At the same time, he hoped that money would be given to him by Paul. So he sent for him often and conversed with him. When 2 years had elapsed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. Now that sounds like a grand name.
That is a grand name. That is both the Three Musketeers and Gunsmoke all wrapped together in one.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah. Okay. And desiring to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison.
Isn't that amazing? So I mean, he's in Caesarea, like he's not down in Jerusalem, and he's still there. There's a strong enough Jewish contingent there that he's trying to appease them a little bit, right?
Right.
It's funny that while he's talking to Paul, they sort of suggest, they don't say it out, Luke doesn't say it outright, but he suggests that what Paul was saying to him was getting to him, you know, about the righteousness.
Yeah, like he was alarmed, right? Like, hey, no, appreciate it. Yeah, no. Me and my 1,000 Dalmatians wife.
Yeah, that's right.
101 Dalmatians wife, whatever, Drusilla here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I had to work it in somehow.
When her coat is done, we'll come back and talk to you.
Yeah. When the puppies are killed.
And it's also funny that Luke threw in that Luke actually interprets this, because how would he know that Felix was hoping that Paul would give him some money?
Right.
You know, and except that that's just the way things were done.
Yeah.
You know, and so Felix is hoping for some money after two years. So that's a long time to be in jail there, right?
Right.
Like, so you get this impression in the beginning that he's going to be in Jerusalem, you know, and then 2.5 weeks later, he's going to be in Rome, and that starts up in Rome. But it's years from the time he gets arrested to the time he's in Rome. He's going to do this. He's going to end up on that ship. He's going to spend the winter. Remember, they're going to winter in Fair Haven. Then they're going to get back on the ship, and then they're going to get the ships destroyed. You know, like, there's so much stuff that happens with him and trying to get to Rome.
Yeah,
I did see while we were reading this. I did almost lean toward Mr. Wright. What was his first name? Your Pauline scholar, Wright.
Oh, N.T. Wright.
N.T. Wright. Oh yeah, New Testament Wright. I forgot.
Who is arrogant enough to name himself New Testament?
But yeah, that's right. That's not bad. And then to say he's right. I mean, you know,
yeah. That, hello.
To throw that whole thing together.
Yeah. Oh,
but this almost sounds like a defense for Paul, doesn't it? This is,
yes, it does.
This leans into a defense of Paul type of thing.
Right.
But
I'm with you.
But he's there for a long time. He doesn't give you a lot of information that matters a great deal, I don't think, in this, except to say that Paul was there for a long time and with Felix, and then Felix is succeeded by Festus. Which the names crack me up too.
Yeah, don't they? Yeah, yes. Porcius Festus.
Yeah.
You're Porcius. I like how this reinforces your point about how Paul, or how God was, he prompted Paul at the right time to do these things so that the gospel would be spread in a certain way. You know,
yeah.
Like you said, so then he would affect the life of Felix and be in that area in Caesarea. And then, you know, as you said, you know, in coming chapters, we'll see Paul take this kind of, you know, WestJet like trip across Canada.
Yeah.
You know, he takes that over to Rome. Yeah. We don't need to get there directly. Enjoy what you see in
wherever you go, we would like you to stop in Edmonton. Yeah. And yes. Spend 7 hours there.
Yeah, you'll get to see the country the way you probably don't want to.
And it's kind of neat that, like, Felix's wife is a Jewish lady.
Yeah.
You know. And that does show you that you know, cultures didn't stay any more separate in those days than they do now.
Right.
You know, there was a little bit more open prejudice between different cultures.
Yes.
But Romans married Jews. Paul's mom was Jewish, right? And his dad was a Roman as well.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. So okay. It's kind of cool, actually.
Yes. It is.
Yeah.
It is. A little short one, but it's a nice jumping off point of what God is doing with Paul as he takes him slowly towards Rome, right?
Yes. Yeah. As he crawls toward Rome. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Larry. That was awesome. And folks, thank you for joining us. Wanted to keep it short. Just let that wash over you of just how what God is doing in Paul's life here. We'll be back with you again in a week's time. But until then, I'm Steve. He's Larry. This was the Apocalypse Podcast.